The status of Tulsa schools came up at the State Board of Education meeting. Oklahoma City leaders will consider a new name for the airport and details on how to learn climate-resilient farming. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, August 23rd. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma's education leaders might be cutting Tulsa Public Schools some slack. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports state officials praised the district Thursday morning after months of scrutiny.
At a meeting of the State Board of Education, board member Zach Archer proposed ending TPS's requirement to present monthly reports to the board.
I would like to make a motion to make next month the last formal in-person meeting for Tulsa. I think they have done a great job.
Archer retracted his motion after some pushback. Instead, board member Sarah Leepak made a motion to reassess how the district will present future reports to the state, which passed unanimously. TPS leaders have been presenting reports to the board ever since State Superintendent Ryan Walters threatened the district's accreditation, prompting former TPS Superintendent Deborah Gist to resign. When asked about the meeting, TPS Board President Stacy Woolley responded via written message that the discussions were, quote, audacious and disingenuous, saying she wants the board to stop requiring TPS's reports immediately. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Will Rogers World Airport could soon be getting a new name. Airport officials announced the new name they're proposing is Will Rogers International Airport. The anticipated name change comes as the airport is set to begin offering international flights in the spring. The Oklahoma City Council is expected to consider the name change at their next meeting on Tuesday. If approved, the airport says the new name and branding will likely roll out as soon as next month. A new emergency alert could soon be firing off on your smartphone. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports on a new FCC effort to help authorities find missing indigenous people in Oklahoma.
Earlier this summer, many tribal nations in Oklahoma and around the country supported a new Federal Communications Commission alert that could aid in the Missing Murdered Indigenous Peoples Crisis, or MMIP. The alert's goal? Help find missing adults in the U.S., by issuing notifications via cell phones, radios, and TVs. This month, the FCC unanimously approved the MEP alert, which could be a critical tool for Indian Country, as research from the FBI shows more than 3,000 Native American adults went missing last year. The FCC alerts are similar to the state's recently implemented CASEY alerts that went into effect last November. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
It's been a summer of extreme weather, and as the climate changes, the frequency and intensity of these events increase. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports experts are finding ways to encourage climate-resilient ways to live and farm.
How to use goats for woody plant control is one of the topics for the Climate Resilient Farming and Living Workshop in Okmulgee on Saturday. Andrea Sibbles is the director of the USDA Southern Plains Climate Hub. He says the workshop is meant to reach producers with smaller operations.
You know, we could be thinking that this or that is important, but these meetings help us really gauge what folks are worried about. And so that to me is super important, being out there and listening.
The free event is put on by the Muskogee Natural Resource Conservation District, the USDA, Langston University Extension, and the Oklahoma State University Extension. This is not the final workshop through the agencies, and another one is expected to take place in September. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.